Namandaves, 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 namandaves.
I'll begin my talk by reading a passage of a verse from the Jusege, which we just chanted. We chant Jusege very often, but it's nice from time to time to think about and reflect upon the meaning of these words that we chant. So, invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. Gao muryoko fui dai seshu fusai shobingu seifu josho gaku. I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Shall I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment. Naman davatsu, naman davatsu, naman davatsu, naman davatsu. Thank you all for joining us this evening, and thanks also to the organizers for our fun game night, our fun night. This is a wonderful tradition we've started recently, and for the last few sessions, we've done some nice group activities, and I was watching Mr. Roy get everything set up, and my understanding is we're going to be having some teamwork this evening, so I wanted to talk a little bit about teamwork and share a story from one of the previous lives of Siddhartha before he became the Buddha. So this month of December, we have our Bodhi Day service. Does anyone remember what Bodhi Day is about? Anybody remember? Yeah, Phoebe? That's right, the day that the Buddha became enlightened under the Bodhi tree. And before he became enlightened, he was called the Bodhisattva. And while he was in the Bodhisattva, he was born many, many different times and in many different lives. And in some of those lives, he was a person. Some of those, he was a woman. Some of those, he was a man. Some of those, he was born as an animal. The stories about his lives when he was born in these previous lives, sometimes as an animal, are called the Jataka tales. Those of you who came for Terakoya this summer, which was a lot of you here actually, were here for Terakoya. We talked about some of the Jataka tales, but I wanted to share with you one of my favorites that we didn't talk about at Terakoya this summer. And this one is about a troop of monkeys. Troop of monkeys. Did you know that a group of monkeys is called a troop? Yeah, some of you did. So, a troop of monkeys that lived in a tree. And this was a very special tree because it grew very special, delicious fruit. And this fruit was called the fig. Have you ever had a fig before? Yeah, do you like figs, Nina? Yeah, Phoebe, so Nina likes them. Figs are delicious, and these were the most delicious figs in the whole world, grew on this tree. And these monkeys lived in this tree all by themselves, so they got to eat as many of these delicious figs as they wanted. However, the king, there was a king, they had a good king, and he said, you can eat all the figs that you want, but there's one rule, one rule. There's one branch of this tree that hangs out over a river. It hangs out over a river, and if you can't leave any figs on that branch that hangs out over the river. If you see any figs on there, you have to be sure to pick them right away. That's the only rule, okay? And so every morning when the monkeys got up, they went out and they cleaned off that branch and they got all the figs. However, there was one fig that was growing underneath a clump of leaves. There's a clump of leaves, so you couldn't really see it. And the monkeys, they tried very hard, but they missed this one. And so it grew, and it grew, and it got bigger, and it got riper. When it was perfectly ripe, do you know what happens to fruit that hangs on a tree when it gets nice and ripe? Yeah, Nina?
It will, like, fall down.
It will fall down. And this one, what, do you remember what was underneath it?
A river.
A river. It fell down into the river. So when something falls into a river, what happens? Have you ever seen that happen before?
Splash.
It makes a splash, and then where does it go? Downstream, that's right. So this fig got carried downstream, and as it wafted downstream, that delicious smell of the delicious fig was wafting down, and everybody who was walking by the river, as they smelled, said, what is that smell? That smells so good. And it carried all the way down to the river to a place where the human king, so there was a monkey king, but there's also a human king, and the human king was bathing in the river. It was like he was having a day at the beach, down at the river. Have you ever been to the beach? Yeah, or been to a swimming pool in the summer? He was playing, he was splashing around with his friends, and all of a sudden everyone stopped because they could smell this delicious fig. I said, what is that delicious smell? And someone saw this thing and says, what is that? I think the smell is coming from that round thing. And so someone, they grabbed the net and they scooped it up, like they're scooping up a fish, and they brought it to the king. They said, this delicious fruit, this smells great. Would you like a bite? The king said, you eat it first. Make sure it's safe, right? So one of the king's servants took a bite and said, oh my goodness, this is the most delicious thing I've ever had. And the king said, thank you, I'll take that. And the king, he ate it all up. He said, that was so delicious. Did anybody eat some delicious cake this evening? Yeah, and when you were done with the cake, did anybody want to go back for seconds? Yeah, this king, he wanted seconds. But where did that fruit come from? It came from the tree, but could they see the tree? No, the tree was upriver, right? So the king assembled a hunting party, and he said, let's go find that tree. So they went up the river, and it didn't take them too long to find it. And when they found it, what did they see up in the tree? Monkeys, a troop of monkeys. And what do you think those monkeys were doing? They were eating the fruit. The king was not happy about this at all. He said, this is my kingdom. Every tree in this whole country belongs to me because I'm the king. And these monkeys are eating my delicious fruit. And they didn't even ask my permission. He was so mad that he ordered his soldiers. He said, attack the monkeys. Right? And so they started shooting at the monkeys with their bows and arrows. How do you think the monkeys felt about this? They were scared, they were sad, they were panicking. What do monkeys do when they panic? That's right, they go, ah! They squeal and they run around. They go crazy. That's right, they were going crazy. And the king said, we can't have this. We can't have my monkeys going crazy. This is not the solution to the problem. So the king remained calm, and he looked and he looked and he saw that there was a hillside just next to the farthest branch on the other side of the river. And he saw on that hillside, there was some tall bamboo. Have you ever seen a bamboo stalk before? Yeah? Yeah? Bamboo, what is bamboo like? Do you know what it's like? Yeah? Dioma, what is bamboo like? Yep, it can grow very thin. Yeah, Nina? It's a grass. That's right, it's a grass. And is it hard or is it bendy? It's bendy. It's very flexible. So the Monkey King knew that if I grab one of those tall stalks of bamboo and I pull it over, I can make a bridge. So he jumped over to the side of the hillside. He climbed up to the top of the bamboo, and as he climbed up, it started going woo, and it bent back over, and he reached, and he reached, and he reached, and he held the bamboo with his feet, because monkeys have those feet that can grab, and so he grabbed the bamboo with his feet, and he reached out, and he just barely grabbed the branch of the tree with his hands, and so he made a bridge out of his body, and he called to all the other monkeys. He said, look, I formed a bridge. Jump across. Jump across. And so they all started running, and the first few took care not to step on the king. They just got close enough, and then they jumped over the king. But as more and more started rushing in, what do you think happened?
They stepped on him.
That's right. They stepped on the poor king. And as more and more started rushing across, the poor king got stepped on a lot. And all the monkeys got over to the other side, but the king was so hurt that he was too weak. He was too weak to climb down himself. And the whole time, who do you think was watching all of this happen?
People.
The people, that's right. And the human king, he saw this, and he was very impressed with this monkey. He said, this is a very special monkey. I want to have a conversation with this monkey. I want to talk to this monkey. So he said, Okay, we've got a nice big white sheet here. Let's spread that out. We'll have four people, one on each corner. We're gonna pull this out nice and tight. And then his two best archers. Archers are people who shoot with a bow and arrow. He ordered them. One of them to when I say three, on the count of three, I want you to shoot down the branch, and I want you to shoot down the bamboo. One, two, three. And they both shot at the exact same time, and they had perfect aim. So one broke the branch, the other broke the bamboo. And so the Monkey King fell down and was gently caught on this sheet. And the king went to him, and he said, "You are the Monkey King, aren't you?" He said, "Yes, I am." He said, "I too am a king, but I've never done anything like what you just did. Because in my kingdom, all of my people protect me, and they take care of me. But you sacrificed yourself for all of the other monkeys. Why did you do that? How could you do something like that? It was the strangest thing I've ever seen." And the Monkey King said, "If you're a king, this is your job. Your job is to take care of everyone else who's weaker than you are. If you're the king, you're the strongest. And so your duty is to care for everybody else. Not to just think about yourself, but to think about everyone. And this is how you can live a happy life and how you can be a good king." And so when the human king heard this, he said, "This is wonderful. You are truly my wonderful teacher." This was a human saying this to a monkey. He learned this wonderful lesson from a monkey. This monkey would one day go on to become the Buddha. The Buddha. Even in this previous life as a monkey, he was very wise and very kind. And he showed us this lesson that the best thing to do, the best way to live, is live taking care of other people, helping others and helping those who are weaker than yourself, and working together, right? So when we go over in the social hall, we're going to play this game, and we're all going to work together, right? We're going to have our teams, but we're going to cooperate, and we're going to help each other out so that we can have a lot of fun. Yes, Dioma?
I want a big troop.
You want a big troop? A troop of monkeys?
No, I mean a troop of people.
A troop of people? You want to be the human king? If you do that, you have to be very kind and helpful to everyone. And so for us,
too helpful.
For us, those who hear the teaching of the Buddha, we try to be helpful for other people because this is what the Buddha did for us. He provided his teachings to help us live with peace of mind and kindness for others. And that's what we hear here in these words of the Jusege. So now that we've heard this story of the monkey, let's once again hear these words spoken by Amida Buddha, right here in the shrine, and think about them, and think about how we understand them more now that we've heard this story. So please join me in Gassho. I will be the great provider throughout innumerable kalpas. Should I fail to save all in need, I would never attain enlightenment.
Namu Amida Butsu. 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 Thank you.